It's Spring Share-a-thon 2024, dedicated to the memory of our founder, Brother Don Wildman.
God doesn't require us to be successful. God requires us to be faithful.
1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
I know my story, it isn't over. Even against all odds, you are a faithful God.
Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net as we glorify our faithful God.
Share-a-thon 2024, spring edition. And Brother Jeff Shreve, this is his time. But because of connections, sometimes we have to do a little different. This is Bert Harper. And Jeff asked me to come in and be on this hour with him. And it's always an exciting time during Share-a-thon. And during Share-a-thon, we ask you to join us, partner with us, to make sure that AFR is able to stay on the air, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, sharing what he has done in our lives, equipping you and activating you to be an instrument of God in our society. When it is going sideways, we can go straight. So again, we thank you for this hour in Share-a-thon. Jeff and I would like to thank you. And Dr. Jeff, I'm excited about being, okay, he's not on yet. We're still working on that, so we'll keep it up. Randy will let me know, but let me give you that phone number because we want you to call this number and partner with us. This is the time. This is the first day, and don't put it off. Don't be a part of the Procrastinators Club, but be a part of the First Day Club, and that number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can call online at AFR.net. And again, we do this twice a year, and once in the spring, once in the fall, 3 days, and the rest of the time, we don't advertise, promote, we don't do all that. We want you to be the support that we have as God lays it on your heart to be a part of the family, of the American Family Radio family, because we do consider that it's vital. How do you participate? Well, you listen, you can pray, you can tell others about the programming of AFR, but you also can financially support AFR. And that's, if that God lays that on your heart, we pray that you would. And by the way, if you make a $150 gift or more, you'll receive the new medium roast blend coffee from the American Family. I heard it's good. Now, I'm not a coffee drinker myself, but I heard people bragging on it, thinking this is the best that they've tasted. But if you give a $30 or more monthly pledge, you'll get that coffee, but you'll also get this book by Dr. Don Wildman, our founder. It was I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. And during these 3 days this spring, we are remembering Brother Don, the man that he was, that God brought into our, I'd say our society for such a time as this. And he has been such a blessing. He has blessed, and we're standing, you've heard, standing on the shoulders of giants. Here at AFR, we stand on the shoulders of a giant, Brother Don Wildman, because we're so excited about him and the possibility of what God used him for. His wife, Linda, it was just such a, is and was such a support to him. And we praise God for that. And now the legacy lives on through our president, Tim Wildman, and the family. And so we stand with them, and we want you to stand with us as well. Our you know, verse that we go by is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ. God is faithful. Jeff, the faithfulness of God is unmatched by anything I've ever heard of or known. His mercy, his grace is bound up in his faithfulness, isn't it?
It is. I love what the scripture says in 2 Timothy, even when we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. And so, Bert, we serve a faithful God, and we serve a God who provides for our needs as we trust him and as we put him first. And I love Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And that verse is in context of the Philippians giving. And so as you give, as you trust God, as you put him first in your finances, the Lord is faithful to provide for you. And so this is always an exciting time at American Family Radio.
It is. And that excitement is just beyond measure. During Share-a-thon, we find out that God is so good, and his faithfulness endures to all generations. And so we're asking that you pray for us right now, that connection with Jeff and him in Texarkana and here we in Tupelo would be good. Now, we're experiencing some rain and storms. I found this out about internet. They say weather doesn't have anything to do with it, but it seems like that to me. But anyway, we want you to be a part of the AFR family as we try to do our very best to be faithful in God's calling to us and on us, and you're a part of it. Now listen to this. These are people who have given in the last just few minutes. Ann from Fort Smith, Arkansas, Kent from Summit, Mississippi, Jerry from Ripley, Mississippi, Steve from Boonville, Mississippi, Vera from Beaumont, Texas, and Tammy from Texas, and Hazel from Oakland, Maryland. We have people from all over the United States that listen. They listen on the radio. They listen concerning the live streaming. They are able to listen and hear the internet. The app that we have. There's so many ways to listen to American Family Radio. So when you give, you're not just saying, okay, man, I love the radio, but the internet, all the things that we're involved in and communicating it, we're on the live stream. Some people are still, we're still on Facebook on Exploring the Word that I program with. We're on Facebook with thousands of people. And so we want you to join us and be a part of what God is doing through AFR. Normally, you'd be hearing Dr. Jeff Shreve. He does such a good job. He does a great job at having some great interviews. I enjoy those. But he's a great teacher of the Word of God. And so on this hour, when he's on, you find out, man, you never know for sure. Is he going to interview someone? Is he and his wife going to be sharing? They usually do that on Wednesday, but this is Tuesday and it's Share-a-thon. So I'm here with him in the studio, and God knew what he was doing. We were debating whether I needed to help Jeff or not, because he could carry it on his own. But this is the answer. Yeah, we do. I am needed here in the studio, and you're needed too. If you'd call this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go online at AFR.net and make your pledge today. One of the things that I enjoy doing, the two things really, when I'm on the radio with Share-a-thon, two things I really enjoy doing is talking about the partnerships we have, and those partnerships are real. We work for, Truth for Youth, Bible Week, Preborn, The Greatest Journey, Operation Christmas Child with a Shoebox. So we do all that, but we ask you to partner with us as well, to be a part. And we've had people to call in, and they've shared what AFR has meant to them, what the legacy of Don Wildman has meant to them. And it's so vital and so important. So we want you to make that call again and be a part of that. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Randy's operating the board, and he's trying to get Jeff on. But, Randy, could we pray a listener testimony in addition to that? I'm asking him to do a lot, but he's over there capable of doing it. Listen to this testimony about what God has done in someone's life through AFR.
Hello, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Louisiana, Shreveport, Northwest Louisiana. And I was just calling to say how much of a blessing it is to listen to American Family Radio, and specifically the Hamilton Corner. I really enjoyed Abe Hamilton. It's just been a blessing to myself and my family. I never considered how biased and how unfactual mainstream media was until I began listening to American Family Radio. So I just thank God for what you all do. I pray that he'll continue to strengthen and to lead you as you continue to inform the body of Christ and help us all to see things through the lens of the Word of God.
You know, that is an amazing testimony. Abe's a friend, and he came to Tupelo, Mississippi to be a part of American Family Association just to be our corporate lawyer. And he got here, started asking and answering questions from Tim and others, and they found out this guy had a voice and a mind for radio. And now he has that hour from 5 to 6 Central Time. And God is blessing AFR through Abe Hamilton. And what a blessing he is. And he's a blessing to so many people. And we thank God. God brings on people that he wants to. I came here. I was going to do certain things, but found out I could help with exploring the Word. So I'm able to do that. So this is how God operates. He brings you to a place, but then he blesses you beyond anything you could even ask or think according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He's done that through AFR, and we started out as one station here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and then Brother Don found out about what is called translators, and he started applying them and the license and putting them in certain situations, and we started growing beyond measure. We decided it's time to get on the internet, and we did that. So God has step by step guiding our thoughts and our direction that you're able to hear and know what you're listening to tonight, today, because of what God has done. And when you partner with us and give, you're saying we want the next generation to hear what we're hearing now. Those of you that are listening now, we've been around a while now. And there's people that had given and given and given so that you can listen to what you're listening to today. That is the way it works. And we give not just for the present, but we also give for the future. And AFR is not just information. It is missional. Listen, I've heard Dr. Jeff, and man, he shares the gospel. He shares the good news. He shares how you can live in a godless world in faithfulness to the Lord. And so we not only share the good news and the gospel, we not only share information, but we help people grow in the Lord. The programming that we have is one where people can listen to the Word of God and grow. And so when you give by calling this number, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, You're helping us to continue on the mission that God has given us. And when you make that pledge at AFR.net, you're showing that God is working in AFR in your life, and he is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful. And what a blessing it is to serve a faithful God. I want to do this real quickly. We're coming up on a break, but during that break, we're hoping that we'll be able to connect with Pastor Jeff, because I know you're missing his voice, that soothing voice that he has that's so pastoral and helpful. But until then, you have to listen to me by myself. But let me give you the mission statement of AFR and AFA. The mission of American Family Association is to inform, equip, and activate individuals and families to transform American culture and to give aid to the church here and abroad in its calling to fulfill the Great Commission. Listen, when you give, you're giving missionally. You're not just giving to help to inform and equip and activate, but you're giving missionally so the gospel can be preached, but also the church could be aided and helped and strengthened by fulfilling the Great Commission that Jesus Christ gave us. As it says, go into all the world preaching the gospel. I want to tell you, we'll be faithful to that. We're going to be faithful to God's word. We're going to be faithful to tell people Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through him. God has no plan B or alternate. It is only Jesus. So make that call right now, 877 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make the point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
This is Dean in Aberdeen, South Dakota. I've been totally blind the last 25 years. That isn't a big deal. The big deal is that it turned me on to radio, and my favorite station is American Family Radio on 90.1 FM KEEA. That's the big deal. I'm forever indebted to Don Wildman for the vision and carrying through of getting this radio station. I just want to say my future is great. I'll be stepping into heaven's shores and meeting my Lord and Savior, the Bible characters, and especially my superstars on American Family Radio will be there. That's something to look forward to. Thank you, and God bless you.
Spring Share-a-thon continues as we honor our faithful God. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
You're listening to Share-a-thon 2024 Spring Edition. And I know you usually listen to Jeff Reeve. We're still trying to connect with Jeff. And of all times, I was talking to Randy, and he said, we've never had this problem before in connecting with Jeff, who's in Texarkana, Texas. And but on Share-a-thon, day one, we're having that difficulty. What's funny about it, Jeff and I talked yesterday, and I called, and he said, do you want me to help and be your sidekick for this hour? And he said, yeah, it's good to have two on. And now, praise the Lord, God had his way. And at least you're able to be here and I'm able to be here. And we're still trying to connect with Jeff, and we're hoping that he will get on. But until then, we want you to partner with him. Show your love for Jeff and the Lord Jesus Christ by making this pledge, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. And again, Jeff Shreves is such a great person that we have on our lineup. He's just one of many. You get to hear Tim Wildman and the guys there on Today's Issues. You're able to hear so many people that come on the radio and share the good news of Jesus Christ, tell you about the issues of the day. And so when you support us and you do that, you're making it possible for people to know and hear about AFR. And if they hear about AFR and they listen to AFR, they're going to be hear about Jesus Christ. They're also going to be hearing about the issues of the day. They're going to hear what's going on in the world missionally. We have mission points about what God is doing. And so we're so thankful to have AFR as a God-given gift to us that Don Wildman shared and had a vision for, and now it is ministering and making a difference. And Jeff, I hear you're connected. Is that right?
Is that right? I hope so.
I hear you, brother.
We're having a lot of trouble today. Yeah, we have bad weather here in Texarkana.
Well, listen, weather does affect it. I now listen, I'm old enough to know that when you had television, you had to go outside and turn the antenna to the direction that you were going to get. And so anyway, I remember being out there. We would raise the window, and my mother or brother or somebody say, a little bit more to the right, a little bit more to the left. So you may need an antenna out there in Texarkana, brother.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It is. Hey, but Jeff, things are going well. We're closing in on 1,000 pledges, and so we believe we can get there. We got about 35 minutes left in this hour, but you started, and I want you to go back there about the faithfulness of God. And, brother, just share a little bit about God's faithfulness.
Yeah, well, that's one of the key attributes of the Lord is he is faithful. And, you know, when Jesus returns, Bert, at the great passage of Scripture, Revelation 19, at the Battle of Armageddon, I love what the Scripture says. And I saw heaven open to behold a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called faithful and true. And so the Lord is faithful to his promises. And when we put God first, especially in our finances, you know, Bert, that is such an indicator of where our heart is, because Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. There's a connection there. And when we put him first in our finances, he's faithful to take care of us. In the classic passage in Malachi, you know, will a man rob God? You are robbing me. How have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. And the Lord says, hey, listen, test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If you put me first in your finances, will I not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing so great that you can't even contain it? And that is the faithfulness and the promise of our God. And he is faithful to fulfill his promises.
And our founder, Don Wildman, made much of that. He is talking about God is being faithful. And I remember a pastor that I had, he made it sound like this. He says, you may not can sing, you may not even teach, you may have difficulty praying in public, but I want to tell you there's one thing everyone can do, and that's being faithful. So we want to do that. And when you make this financial pledge in faithfulness to the Lord, trust in him, you're making a difference. Listen, lives were changed. Jeff, just the other day on Exploring the Word, Alex and I, we were sharing the good news of Christ, and we had Mike call in. And he was saved right there on the radio as we were talking with him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and found out later another Mike was saved while we were talking. And then we got an email saying they were not the only ones that got saved. I got saved as well. And God, that's AFR, that's Christian radio, that's making much of Jesus. And that's what you do on this program. I'm telling you, I listen quite often. Every day that I hear you, you're making much of Jesus. That's the best kind of preaching and teaching you can do, make much of Jesus, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. That's the privilege that we have, you know, and the Scripture says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. And that's what that means. You just make much of Jesus. You shine forth his glory in the way you live and the way you talk and the way you treat people. And you make Jesus known as we lift him up to a lost and dying world. And so it's a privilege, Bert, to be associated with American Family Association, American Family Radio, and to be able to do that 24/7.
Well, let me tell you, the first time I heard about you, Jeff, Wesley Wildman, when he came on board and he was working with the donors and public relations, and he was going out and having meetings at different places, and he said he came back from Texarkana, Arkansas, and he said, I met a pastor there, and he was telling me, he said, I want to tell you, he's one of us. and that was years ago, and then that connection began to grow and grow, and I praise God for that. And that's God has his people, and they're in strategic places. And yes, Tupelo, Mississippi, and Texarkana, Texas, are strategic places that God has his people. And I want to share with you, listen to this. God has his strategic places, and I want to share, these are places that have called in and made their pledges. Hampton, Arkansas, Linden, Texas, Hickson, Tennessee, Quitman, Arkansas, Cypress, Texas, Macon, Georgia, West Memphis, Arkansas, Raton, New Mexico. Now, Alex, Excuse me, Jeff. I got my afternoon mixed up with the morning. Now, Jeff, I want to tell you, God has his people in those places to be a light to the world, doesn't he?
Well, he sure does. And so wherever you live, it's your opportunity, and God has put you there and planted you there for such a time as this. You know, Bert, we like to refer to that as Mordecai told Esther, you know, who knows if you have not obtained royalty for such a time as this. Well, we're on this earth for such a time as this to make a difference for Jesus Christ. And so we want to do all that we can with the time that we have allotted to us to bring people to faith in Christ.
Again, we give that number. Jeff, they told me a long time ago when I started doing share-a-thons regularly on, you know, for this, they said, your job is to give the number. And so I can do that. 877-616-2396. One of the things we love to do is hear from our listeners that have called in to share what God has done for them through the ministry of AFR. And Randy, are we able to play one of those right now? Listen to this testimony of what God has done.
Josefina from Arkansas. I am a natural life citizen of the USA from Mexico. Every day I thank God for giving me the blessing of living in this country. About 15 years ago, by the grace of God, I came across AFR for the first time. Before that, I had no interest in voting. But thanks to you, I now am a faithful, consistent voter in local, state, and, of course, presidential elections. From the Godly Men and Women, a new program, I have learned that it is my privilege and duty to vote, and that my vote does make a difference. I stopped watching the news a few months ago because they make me sick, literally. Now I get my news only from you. I also support you on a monthly basis. I love all of you without ever meeting you in person. I admire your boldness and your faithfulness to God. Thank you so very much. You are like water in the desert.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Jeff.
What a great testimony.
Isn't that the truth? Listen, God makes that difference. He really does. When God gets into your life, let me see. I think there's a scripture that says all things have become new. Is that right?
I think so. Yeah, 2 Corinthians 5. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And it's exciting to hear testimonies, Bert. I think that's one of the things that makes such a difference in lives when they hear about other people. You know, it's just like companies know that if they have... you know, if it's a restaurant or a product or this or that, the best advertisement is a satisfied customer. And, you know, when we testify for the Lord and saying, hey, just Bert, just like the theme for Share-a-thon, God is faithful. When we testify of God's faithfulness, that does something to other people. And it doesn't mean that life is easy, because life can be very, very difficult. But God is still faithful. The Lord promises, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you.
You know, when I hear you say that about life tough, you're the parable that Jesus gave about the two men building their houses, one on sand and one on the rock. If you listen and read that, you'll find out the same thing happens to both of those men. The rains came, the winds blew, the floods came. And it wasn't what happens. That life is going to happen. Life is tough, but it's where that foundation is. And so AFR, our foundation is the Word of God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit taking it, applying it to our lives. That is what we know. It's not a hope so, it is a know so. We know God honors His Word. If He sends out His Word, it's not going to return void. So what you have here, yes, you have some more that are political than Bible study, but it's based on the Word of God, and they use the Word of God in that manner to help them know where to stand on the issues of the day. And so that testimony that we heard, she listened to AFR. She found out her responsibility as a believer, a follower of Christ, which is stewardship, which brings into be a stewardship of your citizenship. That's what I call it, Jeff, being a steward of your citizenship. That means we need to be involved. That means we need to know. And so AFR is a vital link in doing that, and that's what we're pledged to do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's funny, Bert, you were talking about that parable that Jesus told at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7. And both houses, the house founded on the rock, the house founded on the sand, they both had, the rains descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house. And so just because we're Christians doesn't mean we're immune to trouble and problems and family problems and marriage struggles and financial struggles. All those things still come into our lives. But we know that God is faithful. And it reminded me of that great speech from Rocky Balboa to his son, you know, the one that has been used so much, when he tells him, let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. And that's true for a believer. But the Lord is greater, and he told us greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world, and the Lord will deliver. He is faithful to do that as we put him first.
One of the things that God requires of us as a follower of his is to be faithful. Now, again, that's our motto. That's, our theme, the faithfulness of God. He is faithful in all things. And I've been around a while, Jeff. I've been preaching 50 years, and I want to just tell you, God's faithful. He has been faithful to my wife, Jan, and myself, and I found him to be who he is. He does not back up on his promises and his words. And so we're telling those of you who are listening that God is faithful. He is going to stand. He's going to be what's right. And we want you to stand with him. And one of the ways you can stand with him, and this is what we pledge, we're going to present truth, the truth of God's word, the truth of looking at society through the lens of a biblical worldview. I know we've got this, but I think you have time. Jeff, how important is a biblical worldview?
It's critical. It's critical for parents in the day and age in which we live to instill in their children a biblical worldview. The recent research by George Barna said by the time a child is 13, his worldview is fixed in his mind. And so it is critical for parents. Have your kids in church, but church can't do it on its own. And it has to be a solid Bible-believing church. But you need to be solidifying in that child's mind a biblical worldview. Thus says the Lord. And the world is going to tell you one thing, but this is what the Lord says. And sanctify them in the truth, as Jesus said, thy word is truth. The Lord's word is truth. And we build our lives on that.
You know, I challenged everybody that we would get to 1,000 before the hour's open over. We're already there. So I've got a new challenge. Do they call that keep on moving the goalpost? You know, that's what they do. But we're going to do this for us a challenge. You guys have stepped up and called, and we already have that 1,000 total pledges. Let me see. We've got about 21 minutes left in this hour. Jeff, would 50 be too many? Or you think we might get 50 in the next segment calls?
Yeah, that'd be great. I think we can do that, don't you?
I do, and you do that by calling this number, 877-616-2396. This is an awesome hour each morning. Jeff does such an awesome job, and I'm not just saying that. I believe it. I enjoy it. I listen, and he does such a great – I enjoy those interviews you do, brother, because they're right on, especially those that have to deal with life, in marriage and in family life. And that's what AFR is, American family. And that goes a long, long way. And God loves a family. And so he wants you to call this number. If you feel led and he's impressing you, make this pledge. And you can make it at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. Make that pledge today. And when you do, Listen, you're saying keep on keeping on sharing the Word of God, informing us about the issues of the day so we can take our stand and stand with God and be good stewards of what God has given us. Be faithful because God remains faithful.
Hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson of Family Talk, and I want to encourage you to pray for and to support the American Family Association and, of course, the American Family Radio Network. AFA and AFR are unique in their ability to bring news that you won't hear in other places, information that is especially needed as our nation now finds itself in the midst of spiritual, political, and cultural decline. I also want to tell you that I love Don Wildman and his family and the work they do for the cause of Christ. May God bless you for your participation in the vital work of the American Family Association.
My name is Nell Cadden from Amory, Mississippi, and I have been listening to AFR probably since it came on the air. It has been one of the greatest blessings for me through the years. I can always depend on getting news I know is true, and there is great teaching and information on the many programs like Day of Jeremiah, Focused on the Family, Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson, Today's Issues, and so many, many others. I've enjoyed J.J. Jasper and followed him from the beginning with his marriage to Melanie and the birth and growing up of their children. Being a financial supporter of this ministry is one of my top priorities, and I would just like to say thanks.
Spring Share-a-thon 2024. Call now to make your pledge at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net.
Welcome back to Share-a-thon. This is American Family Radio. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, along with my good friend, Bert Harper, and we are on day one, or in day one, of Share-a-thon 2024, Spring Share-a-thon. And our theme verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, God is faithful by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And Bert, we're looking for 50 callers this segment. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we're already close to halfway there. So let's do it. I don't know about you, when we would have high attendance day in church and we went over that mark, there was a great celebration. So I think we can have a great celebration here. You know, those high attendance days kind of would stretch the rubber band and we'd say, okay, we don't want to go back the way we were. We want to stay this size and reach this many people. Numbers, I heard this, and I know numbers not in the Bible, but I heard a preacher say, numbers are so important to God, he named a book at that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, the number to call is 662-821. No. Is that right? Yeah.
No, 877-616.
Yeah, I had too many numbers on my sheet, Bert. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Call in and make a pledge because you're linking with other believers from around the country to share the good news of Jesus 24/7 on American Family Radio.
And our theme is faithfulness, and we're honoring our founder, remembering him, I should say, Don Wildman, who was faithful to the end. And we have this. If you'll make a $150 gift or more, you'll get a coffee. They tell me it's a real good blend, medium roast blend. But if you make a $30 or more offering each month, and this would be basically for 6 months because we have two share-a-thons. So we have one in April and one in October. But you'll also get the book by Brother Don Wildman, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. And he gives the history of how God called him out and had this vision and this plan for American Family Radio. Well, Jeff, I got the privilege of, you know, working with Brother Don. He and I went on a trip, and on the way, he started sharing with me about it because I was asking him questions. I said, Brother Don, take us on this trip. And after he did that, he said, I guess I need to put that in a book. And I said, yes, you do. And so he wrote this book. Now, I'm not saying I had anything. I think God had already told him to. But I said, man, you need to write that down and put it in a book. And it is amazing. And you and I've heard you say it, we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Every day that I come into American Family Radio, I realize that if it had not been for men like Don Wildman, if it had not been for men that were on that board early on helping him, those early people that were giving and financially sharing with him, we wouldn't be able to be here today. That shows you how important it is to give when you have the opportunity. If you wait and wait and wait, you probably won't do it. But if you give when God has laid it on your heart, you have the opportunity. I want to tell you, I think God multiplies that, Jeff.
Yeah, he really does. And I heard the testimony, Bert, of a lady that was very, very well-to-do in Hollywood. She had been on a television show and was making all this money. And she said the Lord impressed her to give to a particular ministry. And for whatever reason, she didn't do it. And then there was a downturn. And she said, you know, here I find myself. And now all my resources are gone. And I can't give like I wanted to. And so her counsel and her testimony was, when God impresses upon you to give, do it. Because we don't know. I mean, money talks. It says goodbye. And it, as Proverbs says, money makes itself like wings and flies away. And so we need to use the resources that God has entrusted to us now for his good, for his glory, and for the kingdom. Because we waste money on all sorts of things that don't matter. But as we invested in the kingdom, Jesus said, hey, store up treasure in heaven where moth doesn't destroy and thieves don't break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And as we invest in heaven's bank, it pays big, big dividends, not just now, but for all eternity.
Amen. Some good teaching and good sermons are questions. And there is one, and I, you know, it wasn't original. But where is your treasure? And you start looking at where you spend your time, where looking at what you spend your money on, and what you do, it tells you a little bit about where your heart is, where your treasure is. And listen, there's some important things in the world. There really is. But the Bible says there's some things that are more important than others. And I want to share with you, God gave us the Great Commission to carry the good news of Jesus Christ as you go everywhere, no matter where it is, share the good news of Jesus Christ. And AFR, we're doing that. Now, there's some programs that are more, I mean, they're just geared for that. Your program that you hear that is heard in the afternoons is Bible teaching and sharing the good news and discipleship. The truth for today that you do here is it does the same things, but it does it in a different manner. You do it in a discussion. You do it in an interview, but it's still from the Word of God. And so every one of our programs that we do, whether or not it's Bible teaching or whether it's the issues of the day, it's going to have a biblical worldview from the Word of God. Now, that's our pledge. And Tim Wildman, our president, makes that pledge every year or so, or two or three times a year. We'll hear that. He'll say, now listen, we are here as a ministry to share Jesus Christ, but we're also here to equip the saints to know how to live, to work, and be a part of the American Constitution. It says, we the people. I use this, Jeff, see what you think about it. The Bible talks about if my people, and the Constitution says, we the people. So the if my people will get involved in the we the people, I think we'd make some differences. You know what I mean?
Yeah, very good. Well, Bert, let's listen to a testimony if you got one ready.
We're ready. Go ahead.
Our condolences to Dr. Wildman's family. We will be praying for them and for all those that loved him. He will be missed. tremendously. We love AFR, and we thank the Lord for it. It has been a great blessing and encouragement in our lives. We love you all, the Classy family.
How sweet. How sweet. Well, Don, you know, Bert, you have said before that Don started this this ministry, the vision that God gave him from his kitchen table. And, you know, it started small, like all ministries do. They start small. I love this scripture from Zechariah. I'm preaching on Wednesday nights through the book of Zechariah. But from Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 10, says, "For who has despised the day of small things?" God can take the small things that we do, the small gifts, the small steps of faith, and hey, you may look at that and say, "Well, what do I have?" Well, maybe you have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Maybe you just have a little, but little becomes much when you place it in the Master's hand.
Amen. And listen, I've been amazed that in my own life, what God has done. It is a testimony of what God's graciousness is like. A Sunday, I had the privilege of going and preaching at the church where I was saved and baptized, where I met Jan, my wife, and we were married later, where I've preached my first sermon. So I went back there, and of course, memories just flooded my mind, Jeff. But I want to just tell you, here's the bottom line. When I look at all of that, and I went through that, the faithfulness of God. He goes with you through the thick or thin. I know you hear it all the time, the footprints in the sand, but that's when he was carrying you. I want to tell you, he's carried me many, many times. And those of you who are listening, if you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord, you can be saved. You can ask Jesus Christ to be Lord of your life. I've tried to find out what works best. It is a surrender of your life. What it means to repent, turn to Christ, is yes, I turn away from my way, my sin, and I turn to God and I surrender to him, asking him to be boss, Lord over my life now and forever. And if you've never done that, I want to give you another number. It's 888-NEED-HIM. If you've never come to Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord, call this number. It's more important than making the pledge. It's more important that your heart is right with God and that you have the assurance of an eternity spent with him and the saints. And so we praise God for that, and we're asking God to do that. So if you've never been born again, but you know you need to, call 888-NEED-HIM. Jeff, I want to get this in too. The people that's called, I had someone... I have a list of the latest callers, and one of them was a place called Texarkana, Texas. Do you know anything about that location?
Right. Yeah, what was her name?
Cynthia. Cynthia from Texarkana. Cynthia. Yeah. So
that's great. That's great. How are we doing on the 50 challenge?
Okay.
50 callers.
We've already gone over that. Right now, let me give you a new challenge. Since we've surpassed that, we're at 1,078. 1,083. I believe we can get to 1,100. Okay. I'm not moving the goalpost. People are just changing the dimensions. I'll put it that way. So we are 17 callers away from 1,100 pledges. And that means what Tim has always said. He said, if you'll concentrate on the number of pledges, the money will follow, you know? And that is so true.
Yeah.
He says each pledge is usually more than just one person. Many times it is a single person, widowed, divorced, whatever, hadn't been married. But many times it's a husband and wife. Many times it's a husband and wife and family. So he says take the number of pledges and at least double it, and that's how many pledges you really have. And that is so true. Isn't that the idea of family? Tim thinks family, doesn't he?
Right. He really does. He really does. And we do have that as a family. And so when Debbie and I give to American Family Association, we talk it out and say, okay, how about this much? And so, Bert, there are two ways to give. You can give a one-time gift, or you can give a gift that would be a monthly recurring gift. Tell the difference of those.
Okay, the one-time gift of $150 or more, you do get this coffee. It's called the Medium Roast Blend. The guys that drink coffee here, they say it is the best. And then if you make a $30 or more pledge each month for the next 6 months, you'll get that coffee. And then you'll get I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan by our founder, Don Wildman. And again, it's a great book. It's a great read. You'll enjoy it. Don, just listen. His mind was so clear and so quick, and he was able to put this down on paper, and it will keep you, and it will bring you his journey from where God had him to where God wanted him to be in this idea of American Family Radio. So it's a great read. You'll enjoy it. If you'll make that pledge today at 877-616-2396 or go online at AFR.net. One more thing, and I know you're taking the lead here, but I wanted to get this in. Partnerships. You're not only, quote, having this hour that you have each day connected with AFR, but even before that, you were partnering with us with your radio program that is produced. So you were partnering with us. So you're I would call you a double partner, Jeff.
Yeah, From His Heart Ministries began airing, gosh, I think in around 2010 or something like that. I'd have to go back and look. But we got to know Jim Stanley and Larry Nobles, who was running the ministry at that time for me. He was very connected because he worked with Adrian Rogers and Love Worth Finding. And so Love Worth Finding was on American Family Radio. And so worked out great. And we've enjoyed the association tremendously. And just think the world of American Family Radio and American Family Association. And we're proud to partner with AFA and AFR to share the good news of Jesus around the nation and even around the world, Bert, as people listen in online.
That's exactly right. One thing I want to do, and we'll announce how many we got before we go. Our hour is up. But I did want to say this. The two top, I've been doing this for 12 years now, Share-a-thons as an employee. I helped when I was on the board. They would always call me over and interview me and say something about it. But on here and trying to be a host, the two states that are the primary states is Mississippi and Tennessee. Mississippi and Texas. Tennessee comes in underneath those. But here is Jeff in Texas. I'm in Mississippi. And those two states lead most of the time on the number of pledges. I think Jeff has dropped out. We don't have but two more minutes left in this segment. So Jeff may not get back on. I hear the dial tone. So we had connections. So we want you to do something. Those of you not only call and give, but we also want you to be praying that we'll get this connection straight. So tomorrow morning when Jeff is on, that he'll have it without having this terrible connection, because it causes Randy to have to work doubly hard trying to do everything he's doing besides making that connection. So we're asking you to call, and that number is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, and make that pledge. And let me tell you, we ain't got about a minute to go. Here's what we've done. We started out, we were trying to get to 1,000. We did that. Then we tried to get to 1,050. And then we said, hey, let's move the goalpost to 1,100. We're right now 1,108. So we went over. You responded over and above and beyond all that we could ask or think. So we thank you, Charlotte, Scott, Sandra, John, Susan, Kathy, Gloria, Deborah. Thank you for calling in, making those pledges, because God is on the march. He is faithful. So we want to be faithful with what God has given us. Thank you for listening. This hour of Share-a-thon, it's going to continue, and continue to pray that God would have his way this year in 2024 for the Spring Share-a-thon Spring Edition. Again, thank you, and make that call, that number, one last time, 877-616-2396.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.
For a one-time gift of $150 or more, we'll send you an 8-ounce bag of our new American Family Coffee Blend, Legacy. And for a monthly pledge of $30 or more, we'll also send you a hardcover copy of Brother Don Wildman's book, I Had a Vision, God Had a Plan. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge. And thank you again for supporting American Family Radio.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.